Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, as you just heard, it's 1-1 with 3 to play. India this time, the winning of the toss going their way. And like England in the first T20 in Ahmedabad, deciding to bowl first and bat second. As Goffey just said, 10 out of 10 from England in the first T20. 9 out of 10 from India in the second. Chasing down a target of 165 and doing so within 18 overs. England didn't help themselves, putting down both the captain, Virat Kohli, and also Ishan Kishan when he was on 40. As bad a drop as you'll see from Ben Stokes. But even if those catches had gone to hand, I'd have to say India probably still favourites to chase down the total. So we will dissect, we will ruminate, we will discuss where it went wrong for England and where it went right for India. You're listening to Following on TalkSport 2. Well, Steve Harmison, Darren Goff and Gareth Batty with me. And we may veer off and take in a little audio post-match as the game goes on. But as good as England were in the first T20, Goffey, India fantastic in the second. And credit, really, where credit's due.
No, absolutely. India were magnificent. I said in the first T20, I think England, it was a 10 out of 10 performance. And I want to give India 9 for that one. I still think they can be better in the field and better with a ball, but with a bat, definitely. They were absolutely outstanding. Ishan Kishan on debut was absolutely superb. But the main man for me, as always, Virat Kohli, whenever he's chasing any sort of total, he wants to be there from start to finish. Absolutely superb player. And he was 73 not out. Absolutely terrific knock.
Do you know what his... well, his average didn't go down because he was not out. But you know that he averages 80 when chasing. What a performer he is. So didn't quite hit his average, but of course his average will go up a little. And also the first batsman to score 3,000 runs in international T20s, and he did it with a 6.
Well, we do expect it, wouldn't you? I mean, England finished it with a 6, by the way, in the first T20. Milan hit it straight down the ground for a 6, and Virat Kohli finished it with a 6 now. But also, I mean, like I say, the guy on debut was absolutely superb. But again, Rishabh Pant showed, but they're flexible as well in the batting line. He come in with a free rein, didn't he? They sent him in just to just hit. And he came in and he played a lovely little innings, 26 off just 13 deliveries, that totally took the game away from England. But England were disappointing with the ball. I thought, like I said, Chris Jordan makes me nervous when he bowls early on in an innings. I thought he could have gone to Tom Curran probably before that and gone for Rashid a little bit earlier. But listen, it's expected. India are a great team, but India, we know, they've got some fantastic individual cricketers and they turned up today, India. As I said, they need to improve with the ball a little bit to be at their real best. But with a bat, they were excellent today.
Let's talk a little bit about Ishan Kishan. I tell you what, if you're not unfamiliar with the guy, it's pretty easy to remember his name. His first name and surname are almost identical. But if you don't follow the IPL, it may have been the first time you've seen him play. And a lot is said about the IPL and the way that it improves players. We made mention of it before the match, but certainly from an Indian perspective. You know, this is a guy, he's 22 years of age. He's been playing professional cricket for 7 years. He made his debut age 15. He's already won three IPL titles with Mumbai. And I suppose when you come to the crease playing in your first match for India, unlike you guys, I mean, I want to get your thoughts. I mean, when you first played for England, the difference, I imagine, apart from the fact that the TV cameras are there, this guy's walking out in front of 70,000. Well, you know what? He's done that before. He's been doing that for 5 years. And it must pay a huge difference. It makes a huge difference for his confidence and the fact that he's just come off an IPL where he's averaged 57 in 13 innings. So he's already almost a complete player.
Yeah, he's just continuing on from the IPL, playing in front of a big crowd, pressure situation. And it helps having one of the greatest players of all time standing 22 yards away from you. When you go down to touch gloves every over with Virat Kohli, it must be a dream to go out there and bat. Virat never really got out of second gear until the end there. And the way Kishan batted, very, very similar to Quentin de Kock, somebody who he's probably learnt a lot of. You know, Mumbai have won five out of the last six IPLs. You've got Rohit Sharma, Quentin de Kock and Ishan Kishan going in at 1-2-3. Now, they're very, very similar with outlook of look and how to play. Rohit Sharma, obviously, right-handed. The other two, left-handed. But all three of them look to hit boundaries. All three look to keep the scoreboard moving. And he's come in and, yeah, just all he's done is just change the light colour blue shirt for a dark one. And he's been fantastic. He got dropped when he was 40, but I don't think that really mattered in the context. I think Kohli's did. I think if England catch Kohli on 10, I think that changes the context a little bit of the game. But hey, fair play. If that's what you're getting first game with Rohit Sharma to come back in, England bowlers will be thinking, you know, what about their plans for the next game on Tuesday night?
Yeah, and you can add Kieran Pollard and Hardik Pandya to that 5 and 6 for Mumbai
Indians.
That's
why they keep winning it.
Absolutely. Let's look at England's innings, though, because there were scores there. Milan 24, Roy 46, Bairstow, Morgan and Stokes, all made 20s. But there was a feeling, Gareth Batty, there was a little bit of huff and puff about it, wasn't there? None of the batsmen, and I include Jason Roy in that, really looked like they were as comfortable with the conditions as India seemed to be when they were batting.
Yeah, I think you just look at partnerships, the second wicket partnership in both teams. England's second wicket partnership was only 63, and it could have extended and probably should have on reflection. Whereas India's second wicket partnership, 93, is just a significant difference. 30 runs on a smallish total of 164 is actually a massive swing. It's a huge swing, and it allows India to play within themselves, or it allows some wonderfully young, gifted players to come out and play with an absolute freedom because they've got the captain, the absolute rock, who they know is going to bat through the innings.
I'll tell you what, we're, of course, reporting and commentating here from the banks of the Thames rather than in Ahmedabad. The TV has just flashed up a screenshot of the top 10 leading run scorers in the world in terms of international T20. And talk about Virat Kohli and the rest. I made mention of the fact he went past 3,000 runs with a six, first to do so. He averages over 50. There isn't another batsman on that list who averages more than 33, I think. It's just disappeared from view. But he is quite something. Let's continue talking about England, though, because we did ask the question whether they could follow up a near-on-perfect performance from the first T20. They didn't. But how big a deal was losing the toss? And are we just going to see a continuation of a theme here? Because all five matches start at the same time. All five matches are in the same stadium. Is it a case of win the toss and bowl first? Is that how we're going to see things, you think?
Well, it looks like it, doesn't it? I think both captains again wanted to bowl first, especially until you win the series. Then you might want to switch it around a bit and try a different way. But we've seen now it's very difficult to set a target. It seems very difficult when you first go in. When you start the game, it's a little bit too paced. But as the day goes on and it turns into night, and the dew comes out, it skids onto the bat. And we thought that were about par score, didn't we? 164. But the way India batted, they could have got another 20, another 25 there. So what is par? We've no idea. So whoever bats first has somehow got to try and get to 180 with the looks of it, because batting second is comfortable.
Yeah, it looks to me like both teams have just gone a bit early in that first innings. They've tried to almost run before you can walk. It's kind of like get yourself to 100 for two-ish and then try and have a massive last sort of four, five overs to really cash in to get up to that 180+, which then at 180, both games, totally, totally different. Mm. And the batting side, it's not as easy. But 160 and less, you know, these guys are chasing 7.5 and over in the sleep nowadays.
And a lot of it talks about matchups, and it's easier to do your matchups when you're batting second and you know what's going on. I'd be very surprised if India take the same risks against Stokes, Tom Curran and Jordan, win the bowl first because of not knowing what the game situation is. But when you know you've just got to chase 165, which what I still think was a par score, we couldn't get, obviously, Virat Kohli, one of the best players in the world, out. Sometimes their matchups, you know, they are clarity of thought and you know what you've got to get. It is a little bit easier, and I just think England struggled with the ball in the middle, the batting. Nobody really went on to get a big score. And again, I think England have to think about this bowling lineup in the middle period, because when it comes to, I'm not saying it's toothless, but trying to get a wicket in that middle period, I still think Curran and Jordan are very, very similar. They're very good at the end, but they're just not sure how to bowl their first two overs of the four.
So that's why Wood was a big loss tonight on that pitch. He was skidded on. He would have bowled it. If he bowled like he did the other night at 92 miles per hour plus, it gives you a little bit of a wicket-taking bowler in the middle. And that's one thing England have all been striving for in teams I've played in teams you've played in, Army. We've always been looking for someone in that middle who's a little bit different, who can bowl really quickly and knock over a batsman who's in.
But it just shows you, chasing, when you know what you're chasing and you've got clarity of that is the total, it is far much, it's so, so much easier, especially the way the modern player thinks and the modern where player plays. The way Shirish Iyer played the other night, batting first, yes, he had to hold himself in and hold himself back because he was getting his team back into the game. You look at the way the two young kids have gone and played there. You know, Rishi Pant and Kishan. Well, it's Kishan's 22-year-old, Rishi Pant, 23-year-old. They've just seen the scoreboard. We need 164. Let's get them as quickly as we can. And basically, carefree, because we've got the best player in the world at the other end who doesn't look as though he's got out of second gear yet.
Well, they're chasing them totals for fun in the IPL, aren't they? I mean, if you don't get 200 in a lot of the IPL games, you're losing the game.
Is that is that a fundamental flaw with the format of the game then? And I don't want us to be, you know, after seeing England win, wax lyrical about England, and then when England lose, say, hey, it's T20's fault. But we do see it in the IPL as well, don't we? It's heavily. And actually, Owen Morgan mentioned it at the start. Statistically, batting second is way 80%. More beneficial than batting first.
So that's where, if you want to be the best team in the world, you've got to work out a way of being able to bat first, which is what Kohli said
winning
on interview. Yeah, but Kohli said on interview, you know, if we want to win the World Cup, we've got to be able to bat first and still win. And I think that is both teams have to learn from those performances. This isn't a question of India are the better team now. They're both pretty equally matched. They're both two wonderful teams. We're going to see some amazing cricket in the next three games. But it's the team that can adapt to get a score batting first. And by a score, we're talking about, you know, assess the conditions quickly and have the strength of mind to be able to bat long enough without losing wickets to back that you're going to clean up at the back end.
I want to talk about Ben Stokes because obviously we've seen the very best of Stokes as a test player. Headingley 2019, Cape Town last year, we were commentating back in 2016 as well. We've seen it in 50-over cricket, the World Cup final and all that. But have we seen it in T20? And if not, why not?
Well, from somebody who knows Ben as well as I do not like Ben Stokes batting at six. I think Ben Stokes has to give himself 3-4 balls to get himself going. So for me, and it's easy, and I hate it when England get beat, you hear the same old excuses, you start blaming orders, such and such will be playing, county cricket's this. But this is something I've always believed, that Ben Stokes really, not struggles, but to go from ball one, at number six, I think Ben Stokes needs to be a little bit higher up in the order from that. I think that doesn't help him. Didn't help him at Rajasthan a couple of years ago. That's why Rajasthan have gone the way they've gone for Morris, to get Ben Stokes potentially to bat at number three. And it's just where Ben Stokes feels comfortable and fitting in. He's bowling. He's an expensive bowler, but he's a bowler that takes wickets. Just think Ben Stokes is still waiting for that light, you know, that flicker moment to just to ignite his tour, because he was a little bit subdued during the test matches. We seen glimpse of him in the last test match. We seen glimpse of him in the bat in the first test match. And I think we're just seeing little bits of him in this series. I think he needs a bigger role. And I think if that bigger role is to bat a little bit higher, I think we might see a bit more Ben.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Stokes.
Well, from one of England's star men, we can hear from the undoubted star of the Indian lineup, the Indian captain, Virat Kohli.
Virat, real brilliant comeback from the Indian team tonight.
Yeah, quite a good game for us. I think we ticked all the boxes that we wanted to. Especially in the first innings with the ball, there were 100 at the end of 12 overs, 130 at 15. And to give away only 34 in the last five, I think it was very smart bowling by all our bowlers. Special mention to Washi. He bowled to only one left-hander in the middle, and to all right-handers, used the big boundary really well, changed pace. But then Bhuvi, smart operator, Shardul bowled well at the end. Hardik chipped in with a few. Chahal was good today as well. And all in all, very, very happy with our bowling effort, and then, you know, with the bat as well, convincing finish.
Did it get easier chasing or batting second?
It did. I won't drift away from the fact that it did come onto the bat better. Precisely why we won the toss and bowled first, because we knew that little bit of dew. It was just enough for the wicket to get a little better, settle down a little bit more. The slower ball stopped gripping in the surface. Having said that, the ball probably a bit too short. On that surface, maybe that wasn't on. And special mention to, again, Ishan, the way he batted, changed the game completely. We're one down for nothing. And, you know, I tried to do what I can, but then he totally took the game away from the opposition, kept following his instinct, and quality innings on debut.
Yeah, on debut you mentioned, and you were quick to change, make those changes. Shikhar Dhawan and Ishan Kishan, and obviously Surya Kumar didn't get any chance today. A word on him, the way he batted. Was it his first international innings?
Well, look, when you play in the IPL with such dominance like he has against quality bowlers, you know, we've seen him hit fast bowlers, international fast bowlers for big sixes. So he's a fearless character. He should continue to back his instinct. We had a conversation out in the middle where he understood and analyzed the game very smartly. He knew that, you know, he's hitting the ball well, so he kept taking his chances, but he was calculated. He wasn't reckless. And that's what you want to see in youngsters, you know, coming in, looking composed, still backing themselves, but being aware of what the situation of the game is. And I think today that counter-attacking innings of his and then our partnership was something that the team needed, and he provided that for the team.
Personally, how about your innings? Obviously, you missed out in the last game. And obviously, everyone wants Virat Kohli to get runs. So happy with that pull shot which you started off with, and then the rest of the innings?
Yeah, look, it was... I had to shift the focus back to the basics of the game. Thinking of too many other variables on the outside, you know, what I wanted to do before I entered the field. And look, I've always taken pride in doing the job for the team, so I'm more happy about that rather than the fact that I scored 70-odd. Just kept my eye on the ball. The management spoke to me about things. Anushka's here with me, so she speaks to me about a lot of things. When you have your family with you, They keep talking to you, keep you focused on what you need to do, right? Then your management's so good. And then I had a special chat with AB de Villiers before this game. So he told me, just watch the ball. That's exactly what I did.
Also, a word on Hardik Pandya. Just to, he was asked to bowl the sixth over, which is generally the tough over, and then the way he bowled.
Yeah, you know, I have to give credit to him for the fact that he's bowling at least three for us in games now. He's worked really hard on his fitness. And the next 6 to 8 months, that period, he has, you know, promised and committed to the fact that he's going to give everything that he has. And to be that all-rounder for us, that features in all three formats probably. And he's going to be a vital, vital part of this team moving forward. And he's put in a lot of work to arrive at this place. Now it's just about managing his workload and keeping him fit, ready to bowl whenever the team wants. And his intent is of no doubt. You know, he plays for the team at all times, and these kind of players are priceless.
Number one and number two in T20, both teams sparring at each other, makes for a brilliant contest, isn't it?
It is. I mean, England's a quality side. We know that. You have to play at your best to beat them. They showed us how good they are in the first match. Even here, they never leave the game. They're never out of the game. So you have to be precise. You have to be professional. Finish the job properly. And that's exactly what we did tonight.
Thanks for your time, Virat, and really well done today. See you in a couple of nights.
Thank you very much.
We do have the England captain, Owen Morgan, live on the show with us here on TalkSport 2. Owen, thanks for speaking to us. I suppose, well, disappointment really. The perfect game, near on in the first T20, but slightly trickier today.
Yeah, definitely slightly trickier. I think conditions that we would have expected coming into the series were exactly how they were today. Areas of improvement for us playing in challenging conditions and playing against a very, very good side in India. I have to give them full credit today, the way that they bowled, adapted to conditions on a slower wicket than we played on 2 days ago. That probably suited our game plan and our skills more so than today. But we want to learn more in playing in these conditions and do that as much as we can before the World Cup in 7 months' time.
Yeah, absolutely. The big question at this end is, just how difficult is it to set a score when you're asked to bat first? Both yourself and Virat suggesting that it's beneficial statistically to bat second, being set the target. How do you go about setting the total in conditions that, as you say, are alien to the England team?
Yeah, here I think you have to use your experience, your nous, and take in all information that's actually going on in the game at the time. I think we have a pretty experienced side in order to do that. Obviously, being taken out of our comfort zone by playing in Indian conditions against one of the best sides in the world. But you know, we need to get better at it. We can't just be a side, or India can't just be a side who chases all the time. But every side in the world needs to be able to set a score, be confident in doing that, and back your bowlers to defend it.
Owen, it's Goffey here, mate. Bad luck today. But when it comes down to it with the batting, the pieces were there for you, weren't they? Because, listen, Jason Roy got in. It was brilliant to see him play so well the other night. He got in again tonight, 46. It wasn't easy. But for you to post that total, you need your one of your top three, don't you, to keep going on and getting that score of 70 or 80 and put a nice little score on the board.
Absolutely. I think the foundations of everything that we laid with the batters and establishing partnerships, getting themselves in and then taking on the big shot were always there tonight. It just, we lacked a bit in kicking on. And I think you have to give credit to Indian bowlers, the way that they used their slower balls. They were accurate. They managed to get some purchase off the wicket as well. So they did that better than we did tonight and probably hit a length when they wanted to, which made it difficult for us.
Owen, a lot of listeners who maybe don't follow the Indian Premier League may not be familiar with Ishan Kishan, but we've just been speaking about him. You, of course, would have come up against him many, many times. What difference does it bring for a debutant to take to the field in front of 70,000 when, of course, he's been doing the same thing, playing for his franchise team for the last 5 years?
Oh, it makes a huge difference. I think it bridges the gap between domestic cricket and international cricket, and the IPL continue to produce young players coming through on a treadmill with this attitude of being able to take on any side in the world, particularly at home, in conditions that might be perceived to be pressure situations. So the way he played today, I mean, he's a fantastic talent. Anybody who has watched him play before would have watched them do that a lot at the IPL. So, you know, they have a huge amount of depth, India. I've always said that. They probably will have some selection issues moving forward, as does any good team around the world.
Well, that was what I was about to ask, actually. I mean, panic stations doesn't really seem to be the order of the day when you're captaining any side. 1-1 with 3 to play. I suppose being tested in this situation is exactly the kind of thing that you want to experience now for this series, which holds great relevance, of course, but also with the World T20 in mind later in the year.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you've said. We want to be challenged. We want to be taken out of our comfort zone. If that means losing and learning the hard way, so be it. And the next game that we play is on another side of the wicket where there's a different type of clay, which normally means the ball turns a little bit more. So again, that's going to be a really good challenge come the next couple of games. And from there, we need to continue experiencing this. We can't learn anything by not playing on these surfaces. We need to learn more about us as a team. So when it comes to the World Cup in 7 months' time, we're as best prepared as we can be.
Brilliant stuff. Well, we await with interest to see what your team selection will be for the third T20 and how things go throughout this series. But that's the captain, the England captain, Owen Morgan, joining us on Talk Sport 2. Final words from the likes of Gareth Batty, Darren Goff and Steve Harmison. So we're expecting more turn for the third T20. Soil reminiscent of Uluru, according to the England captain, Owen Morgan. Bats, this could be the chance for Moeen Ali to come back into the side, possibly.
Yeah, I think he has to. If there's a chance of it turning, you've got to have more spin options. And with Joe Root not being in this squad, so he's not available to jump in and bat at three and give you another option, then he just has to slide in. He has to play for me. India nearly always have two options, even on the flatter surfaces that we've seen in the first two. So definitely, as soon as it starts to offer something, they have to get the ability to bowl eight overs of spinning.
I think the way I look at it as well is, but Sam Curran, I think Chris Jordan, Tom Curran, and even Ben Stokes to a certain extent are all the same. And I think you've got to get Moeen Ali into it. If we're not going to play Joe Root, he's rested for this series. It's called rest. But if he's not going to play, we need somehow to get Moeen Ali into the side for one of them.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's not panic stations, nowhere near. I think this England side are a very, very formidable side. They've got 13 or 14 fantastic world-class players at this. They know their game. It is quite tough when it's on the toss. But yes, Moeen Ali comes into the next game. And you know, if Owen Morgan wins the toss, it could be a game like it was on game day one, where England were absolutely brilliant. So I think it's great for England. Like Owen Morgan says, England have played some good cricket over two games. 1-1 in the series, I think it's set up for a fascinating finish. And for the quality involved in it, it's going to be an absolute brilliant to listen to or watch.
Brilliant stuff. Well, big thanks to Steve Harmison, Darren Goff and Gareth Batty. And if you want a little bit more reaction to today's second T20 between India and England, check out Talk Sport's YouTube show, The Outside Edge. I'll be joined by Gareth Batty, who's just finding that out now, to look back at some of the big talking points to this day's play. Harmy's jumping on a train back up north, but we will be back, and he will be back. We'll be doing it all again on Tuesday, I suppose. You wouldn't want anything more than 1-1 with 3 to play, and that's exactly what we've got here for you on TalkSport 2. England well beaten by India, who have won the second T20 by 7 wickets. We will be back at 12:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday to see just how Owen Morgan's men respond to that defeat. Thanks so much for listening to TalkSport 2's live and exclusive ball-by-ball commentary. But today, it's gone India's way.
There's a big appeal for LBW. It's been given on the field.
Josh Butler's turned around. He's walked off the field and England are 1-1 after 3 balls.
And that ball has got up and underneath from Jason Roy. Over the leg side. That's going all the way for 6.
Wow, what a shot, Jason Roy.
Hardik Pandya goes in. Hammered back past him by Jason Roy. In a flash. Oh, and Virat Kohli's given away an extra. Oh, you little ripper. Buzzers.
and he's broken his index finger in the process.
It's like when Steve goes to his Britney Spears concert. The cameras are everywhere. It's just awash with people. It's incredible.
Jason Roy, for the second time in two T20s, has got himself out with a 50, really in his sight.
Oops, I did it again.
It's hit straight up in the air, this time by Bairstow. Now there should be a catch taken. Oh, and on the second attempt it is.
Here we go then, final ball of the innings. Shardle is in, it's another cutter. Sam Curran stays deep in his crease, whacks it back over his head. So England post 164 for six from their 20 overs. Here he is, final ball of the first over. Sam Curran has got it across him and it's just feathered the edge. Then naught for one.
Never mind the goose, he's out for a duck. It's a fantastic over.
And Chris Jordan is into the attack and he's starting with the ball down the leg side. Josh Butler can't take it cleanly. It's going to go away for four.
You'd expect a keeper to catch that though. Look at the size of the gloves.
Yeah, he's got to catch
massive.
That.
Massive.
Kishan, who has started brilliantly and has launched Curran long over, long on. And Stokes in again. And this is heaved over for six more.
Wow, it's gone miles.
Rashid, a bit more air in this one. This has been played up in the air. It's a chance. Oh, and it's been dropped by all people. Ben Stokes, it was a sitter at mid-on. Adil Rashid in again. And that's pitched on leg side and it's been swung away, clearing the crowd. Kishan has one of the most entertaining 50s you'll ever see. And remember, this is his debut. Oh, and that's out. Pretty close and it's out. He's been given Ishan Kishan.
Jordan around the wicket. Slow, wide. Pant's gone for this one. And he's gone up and over the boundary on this occasion. Same spot.
Wow. What a shot.
Jordan is in. Oh, Pat flick this into the leg side. Miles up in the air. Can a fielder get round underneath it? Yes, they can. And Johnny Bairstow takes the catch. Now it's Virat Kohli coming down the pitch to Tom Curran. And he's put it all the way for six. And it's a six that takes Virat Kohli to another T20 half century. He's now got 56 of them to his name. He goes to 53.
Chris Jordan then in again to Virat Kohli. And he's worked this deep into the crowd to win the game. India, it was short, it was down on the leg side, and Virat Kohli has finished with a six.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.